Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
A very good evening. Welcome along to the Score programme here on Highlands. On tonight's show, we'll be talking senior football championship action in both the counties of Donegal and Tyrone. We'll hear from Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan ahead of their latest Premier Division game. That's Bohemians this coming Saturday at Finn Park. And we'll be talking to Grace Boyle about the Run Donegal Women's 5K. It takes place on the 23rd of August. They're into the final stretch and they're hoping to hit the magic mark of 1,000 entries. But up first on the Score programme tonight, we're going to talk Gaelic games and we're going to go to the Red Hand County of Tyrone. Their senior football championship gets up and running this evening with a really, really interesting Parish Derby as Clonoe take on Cole Island. There's matches spread right through to Sunday evening where the defending champions, to Monday evening actually, where the defending champions Trullick take on Galbally. It's a straight knockout format and there could be some big names falling in the early stages. This week I've been speaking to GA journalist and commentator from the County of Tyrone, Paddy Hunter. Before we look at those games, Tyrone this year decided to go with a straight knockout format, which were other counties across Ulster decided to do groups, and they changed their format, but Tyrone very much sticking with how they do things as normal.
Absolutely, Oisín. Great to talk to you, by the way, from actually I'm going to say sunny Tyrone, and it is sunny today for a change. Yeah, absolutely. Tyrone Championship has been traditionally the knockout system, and it remains that way. A couple of big weekends to come, a couple of big weeks to come, really. Junior and intermediate, of course, to come as well. First of those games, Drumcondy against Fintan, that's a preliminary round. The rest of the games, obviously, all quarterfinals and that. So, some great football to look forward to. But as you say, yeah, Clonoe and Colette kicks it all off on Thursday night. Straightforward knockout, one or take all. And by Monday night, there'll be eight teams gone in the senior championship, and that's the reality of this year.
Yeah, well, who's going to pull through, do you feel, that first game, Clonoe against Cole Island? Because that's one of three major fixtures this coming weekend. Cole Island, of course, 2018 winners. Is this one too tight to call, or given the limited preparations that the teams have been having in recent weeks, is there any way you can pick a winner?
You couldn't really pick a winner out of it. The fact that Cole Island have been knocking on the door now, they've won two championships in the last 10 years. But just to put a wee bit of clarity in the whole thing, Oisín, there's been eight winners of the Tyrone Championship over the past decade. That's how difficult it is to win back-to-back titles in Tyrone. Oma and Trullick have a couple, Cole Island have a couple as well. The last team to do the dub back-to-back, Carrickmore, 2004-2005. Impossible to sort of just show how difficult it is to win the championship in Tyrone. Clonoe obviously have been knocking on the door, as I said. They've won title. They'll feel unlucky they haven't got more. The Damien Casty in charge. They have now Stephen McDonald in charge, of course, the former Armagh footballer. He's there now with O'Rahilly's. And he's up against Damien O'Hagan's Cole Island side. Now, Cole Island, as you said, won the championship a couple of years ago. There was so much emotion with that. They lost a key member of their backroom team during that campaign. There was so much emotion around that one as well. They will feel a bit of unfinished business as well, Oisín, the fact that they didn't progress well in Ulster. And, you know, Tyrone teams traditionally don't do well in Ulster, which is an issue. I suppose it comes down to the fact it is so competitive. Clonoe, well, they've proven over the past couple of years they are a team that can cause upsets. They have a couple of big players. Last year, they lost, though, to Trullick in the quarter final. No disgrace in that. But there's those two championships coming into this game. Also losing to Trullick last year at the semi-final stage was Cole Island. That was a real cracker of a game up at Pomeroy, last-minute move in that one. So, you know, it's a very, very difficult one. I talked to Damien O'Hagan last night, funny enough, myself, just to see how things were going there. All the teams have really reshuffled things over the past couple of weeks, Oisín, to try and get their best start in 15. There have been four league games in Tyrone so far to get things kicked off. Some people suggested maybe glorified challenge games. I've seen some of the games. I've seen four games in total, I suppose you could say, and there hasn't been any love lost in any of them. Everybody's out to get a place. Either you're in the starting 15 or you're trying to get into the starting 15. And that's what makes it very, very interesting. Almost impossible to call. You don't get many parish derbies as big as this one, as Culleen and Clonoe. It's up at Eden Dark. It's everybody's back door, really. Obviously, the crowds are limited. And up here in the six counties, it's 400. That includes players, officials, media, everything. It's going to be very, very difficult. And, you know, impossible to call. It's on the night, actually, in this one.
Yeah, well, you're getting more people into your games and Tyrone than what's happening on Donegal, Paddy. But listen, on to Friday then, Killyclare against Carrickmore. You mentioned Carrickmore, the last team to do back-to-back. Is there a championship this year on either of these two sides?
There's certainly a championship in Killyclare. Mark Henry, who you will recall was manager, he's a dairyman, but he's a teacher in Fermanagh. He was manager of the Fermanagh Miners that beat Derry a few seasons ago now back at Celtic Park in the Ulster Minor Championship. This is the second term in Tyrone football. He was been with Ahi Arno maybe 10 years ago or so. He's there now with Killyclare, and this is a very good Killyclare side, reliant very much on the youth of the likes of Oisin McCann, of John Rafferty, of young Mark Hayes, players of that ability who have been at underage level coming through there, Oisin Grimes and goals as well. And then you mix that with the likes of Tiernan McCann, Conal McCann, Mark Bradley, Marty Swift at the back, and they've also the likes of Owen Bradley to call on, Gary Wallace to call on, vast experience there. They could do the business this year, I think, anyway. They're up against the Carrickmore side, a bit like themselves, a team in transition. A lot of young players coming through there as well. But they rely on the likes of the Conor Gormleys, who's still playing as good a football as he ever was. He's in tip-top shape at the moment. Marty Penrose, players of that ilk. So there's a great mix of youth and experience on both sides. Again, Oisin could go to the wire, but you'd fancy maybe Killyclare on this occasion to get over that one. Just because they have that wee bit more in terms of the attack and prowess, and a wee bit more maybe with the youth coming through there. Youth that don't really have anything to lose, and Mark Henry's bringing the best out of them.
Yeah. Loch McCrory against Dungannon, Ardbeg against Donegal, are the two games penciled in for Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. Is there anything in any of these four sides that would give you a sort of idea that there might possibly be a run in the championship for them?
Out of the four, I would potentially say Dungannon. 1956 was the last time Dungannon won the county title, and that's it's a lifetime ago now. And you would find it difficult to even feel that they've just been knocking on the door, coming through at youth level for a few years. They've been out of the senior ranks for a few years as well. Lost Oma last year. Loch McCrory, of course, to take on them. Loch McCrory, this is them back in senior football again. A few years ago, they had a bit of a hiatus with the under-21s winning the county title. They look sharp, they look good, but there's a wee bit more about Dungannon, I think. Chris Rafferty's in charge there. He's bringing a good group of players through. There's a real buzz about Dungannon at the minute, Oisin. You may not know that Dungannon have their Camogie club separate, their Hurling club separate, their ladies football separate, and the Clarks are separate. So they're all sort of all individual units, but they're all very much Dungannon. And perhaps it's about time Dungannon now did emerge from the shadows. And out of that four, I think maybe they're the ones that maybe could do that. Donoughmore, Ardbeg, you always expect Ardbeg bring that Loch Shore mentality to the championship. And it doesn't matter if they're having a bad season or things aren't going well, the sort of team could create something on the day. Donoughmore, you don't know what to expect from them. Niall McKenna's a key role for them, has played a key role for them over the past couple of years. Eugene McKenna there's in the back room. John Rafferty, of course, is there as well as manager now. He's been running the rule over players over the past four games. He's had players come in, players come out. He's a few still to come into the squad. Maybe too much for them, perhaps, as they take on the team from Ardbeg. But you just don't know. They have that mentality where they could turn someone over. But I think maybe if you were picking the two, Dungannon maybe Ardbeg. I think maybe it would be the two teams you'd pick from that one. The fact that Dungannon aren't beaten as well this year says a lot for them as well.
Yeah, you mentioned how big a game Clonoe and Coal Island is to start off the championship, Paddy. How big a game is your own side, Omagh St Enda's, up against Dromore? Because that's another one that's going to be very, very interesting come the first game on Sunday at 3:15.
Well, Dromore, you know, Colin McCullough's side, Colin came into the squad last year, took over last year or whatever. This Dromore team got a wild hammer against Trillick in the first round of the championship. They were embarrassed. They lost by 17 points. That was a massive disruption for them. But the one thing I will say about them, they regrouped, they got their act together, and they won the Division 1 league title, which obviously in Tyrone, the top four, they play off and you have a semi-final and final. And they come back and won that title. So that's a great measure of the ability they have. We know they have some household names, great players. Callum McCarron's back in the squad again, although he did pick up an injury. And they can rely on a lot of experience. The likes of Owen McCusker and players of that ilk who can turn games and just with the flick of a switch, so to speak. So they're a good side. There's no doubt about that. Omagh, they played Trillick last week, got a bad beating last week against Trillick, but they ran the rule over a lot of players. They you know, brought on a lot of players to try them out. Joe Justin McMahon on the peripheries of the squad may get a run out this weekend, may not. But Joe's sort of making a mark for himself to get back into a bit of playing again. There's no doubt about that. They have some wonderful leaders, Barry Tierney, the Gallaghers, of course, who sadly lost their mother recently. Very, very shocking. Big setback for them, but they're refocusing and getting back to a bit of football again, of course, as well. Conor O'Donnell playing exceptionally well for Omagh at the minute up front, chief score-getter. And they have a lot of younger lads coming in as well. Karen McCabe's the manager. It's not rocket science in terms of Kieran McCabe. It's not rocket science in terms of Omagh. They want to get past the first round. They beat Dungannon last year, suffered a loss then further on down the line at the hands of Eric Lecair in the quarter final. But they have two championships behind them over the last decade, 14 and 17. And the squad hasn't changed overly that much. There's still plenty of those household names still about. Omagh and Dromore, another big game. There's no doubt about that, Ashley.
Yeah. After that then, well, at the same time actually, but being played at Dungannon, it's Moy against Derry Loughlin. How do you see that one going, Paddy?
Derry Loughlin put out a sort of a reserve side last week against Dromore. Dromore scored 5-20 against them, but they made no secret the fact that they were giving players game time in the league format. Moy, the likes of Sean Kavanagh there, he's in charge now. You don't know what to expect from them. They have a couple of players to come back. Colin Kavanagh missed the last couple of weeks. He's picked up an injury. He's to come back into the squad again. They've won two, lost two. So it's hard to know what way they're coming into this game. Derry Loughlin have always been one of those teams, you know, Oisín, that have been around the block. The last won the championship in 1981. They lost to Carrickmore by 14 points last year. It's a 1-1 really for them. Moy, well, their last championship success was against an Omagh team called Omagh Colemans, and had Reldis played in that game. That was in 1919. So they've been around the block, 1920. They've been around the block a few times since then. There's no doubt about that. But they have players coming through. They won the intermediate title a few years ago, and they've a bit of quality about them. So hard to call. You know, I know it's going to be played to a finish, but it could be very, very close. No one's calling this one. Oisín, there's no doubt about that. No one's calling this one.
Errigal Kieran beating the final last year at the hands of Trillick. We all know the pedigree and championship of Errigal Kieran. Do you think there's enough hurt there from last year, maybe the changes this year, that the Errigal boys can go on to try and lift the title this year?
You always expect something from Errigal Kieran. They're a bit like Carrickmore. We're talking about Carrickmore and Killiclar. Carrickmore of that championship tradition. And you only have to look back to the 90s when Carrickmore and Errigal Kieran were going toe-to-toe for the championship. It was Errigal, it was Carrickmore, it was Errigal, it was Carrickmore. And they've such a good pedigree that way. They've got some wonderful players. Peter Hart, there's no doubt that he can turn a game again, you know, just so dramatically or whatever. They have a lot of lads coming through as well. And, you'd expect them to see off Pomeroy on a good day. But Pomeroy, I seen them in the first game of the season this year, well beaten by Killiclar. They have a few good players. But, you know, the likes of I'm trying to think now off the top of my head, Kieran McGeary, top-notch player. Frank Burns, great players. But they maybe don't have enough players like that to drag them over the line. So you'd expect Errigal Kieran to progress in this one. Will they progress to the final the whole way through, Oisín? the Throne Championship throws up, it's like a lottery. Throw them up in there and hope for the best. I don't think they've enough maybe to progress to win the title, though. I just don't think they have that. But again, it's Eric Lecairn, and we all know what Eric Lecairn can do. Like, every year, actually, they're one of those teams that can just flick of a switch, they're in championship mode, like Carrickmore, and no matter what went on before that, they can progress. They've won three games, they lost one in the league format. You just know what they can do. I wouldn't be surprised. They've only won championship in the last decade, but you just know what they can do.
Well, the last game in the senior championship in Tyrone is, of course, the tie hosting the defending champions, Trillick. That's an omen next Monday night. Galbally is the opposition. The Trillick boys know when they're going into the campaign this year that they're marked men. That they are the team that everybody wants to dethrone, I suppose, Paddy. Is this a game that you see Trillick winning, or is it so tight that Galbally could be progressing on Monday night and there's a big name gone already in the early stages?
It would be no surprise to see Galbally won, and I'll tell you why, Oisin. I watched them in February last year, and I was sitting with some of the boys, some of the local press guys, who says, you know, there's a team who can play a bit of football. They have so much pace, so much quality, and so much belief in themselves. John Mohan, a Cork man, came to live in Galbally maybe 10 years ago, married local girl. He's the manager, along with our good friend Kevin Kelly. He's part of the management team as well. Kevin would have nurtured so many of these young lads through the ranks at under 10, under 9s, right through. I remember going back, Oisin, and it's a true story, going back maybe 10, 15 years ago, we were going to Kerry to watch Tyrone. And we're, you know, the usual trip, a bit of banter with Noel McGinn and the usual boys, the usual suspects, so to speak. And Kevin was talking about this wonderful under 14 team that he had, under 12s. Coming into under-14s, they're going to be special, and it's proved to be, because the bulk of that team are still at Galbally, are playing senior football now. They won the intermediate title last year. Unlucky in Ulster, they won the intermediate league last year, Division 2, and there's no doubting the quality they have, Oisin. There's no doubting whatsoever. Liam Rafferty is just one name that springs to mind. He's one of those players that can just, you know, win a game on his own. He's exceptionally talented. Then you look at Trillick. County champions last year, two titles in the last decade. They're a quality side. You know, they have proven to be very, very good. They beat Clonoe, as I said. They beat Cole Island en route to the final. And then, obviously, saw off the likes of Eric Lecairn. Narrow enough victory over Eric Lecairn, but a good performance. They had everybody out last week against Omagh. You know, we talk about, you know, the Rory Brennans, the Richard Donnellys, Matty Donnelly, showing no ill effects of that injury he picked up. It was career threatening. The muscle came off his bone on his knee. Brilliant, playing really well again. No problems now after surgery. You know, so they have an awful lot to bring to the table. But they also have experience. The likes of Dan McDonnell, brilliant player, and Niall Gormley. Niall Gormley scored 4 or 5 goals last week for the reserve team. First touch of the game against Omagh, got a goal as well. And then there's the two young Gardaís, James and Simon. Outstandingly good players, you know, and at the back, the likes of Stevie O'Donnell. They've just a plethora of quality. You'd expect them maybe have too much against Galway, but as I said to you, actually, it's the Tyrone Championship. And as I said to you, there's been winners every other year, different winners basically through the last decade. You just don't know what they expect. It's going to be a different championship. It's a new normal. There's no spectators. We have the streaming being done in Tyrone this year. All 46 championship games, basically from start to finish, which is a massive undertaking for Tyrone TV. So it's a whole sort of different scenario. Hopefully by the time we get through to the quarterfinals and maybe progress on a wee bit, we'll have more spectators then. But it's going to be very difficult. That's going to play a part as well, I think. But the championship's the championship. Maybe a wee sneaky Galbally victory on Monday night, Oisin. Be interesting, wouldn't it?
Paddy Hunter there. Well, moving into Donegal, round 3 of the Senior Football Championship games are also taking place this weekend. It starts with Neve Connell against Termon on a Friday evening at 7:30, and then into the weekend on Saturday, Foremasters Dunloe, St. Noel's Gweedore, McCool's play Glenfinn, Bundoran up against Milford, St. Michael's host Ardrah, Glenswilly make the trip to Towny to play Kilcar, and Killybegs are hosting St. Unan's in the last game on a Sunday evening. And of course, the round 4, The fourth and final round, the draw will be made on Sunday evening after that Killybegs St Union's match. So it's going to be another busy weekend. Earlier today I was joined by Martin McHugh as we looked ahead to the weekend's action in Donegal at senior level. So Martin, we're taking a look ahead at the weekend's games, and I suppose it's interesting to know at this stage as we go into round three, we could have quarter final and relegation places just about secure with a round to go.
Yeah, that can happen the way it is, and suppose looking at it, there's still some very, very big games, and teams looking at it, you've some teams looking to avoid relegation, not get into it, to try to win at least one game and keep their scoring averages as good as they can, and then you've other teams looking at making the quarterfinals, and the teams that are looking at making the quarterfinals, particularly the stronger teams, are looking at trying to get, you know, to get into the top score with scoring averages and all that there, that they're trying to do that.
Yeah. And Martin, is there any surprises in the games this weekend, just before we sort of break them down, or is it going to be a case that, as you mentioned, that those teams who are all sitting in the top positions are just looking to strengthen their respective positions?
That's exactly it. Suppose we talk about it. I know people are saying about a top four there, and maybe after last weekend, people are saying now a top two and Niamh Conlon Gidore. And suppose Niamh Conlon Gidore will be very, very happy with the draws they've got so far, but they can only, from their point of view, beat what's put in front of them. You know, both Kilcare and St Unions will be disappointed maybe with their own performances and their own performance in the game and the game last weekend. But in saying that, suppose it could stand for both of them going forward, that test that they had. So, and then you have the teams then, the likes of, you know, you have McCool's against Glenfinnan. That probably turns out to be one of the big games of the weekend, because you feel the winner of that there is probably going to be in the quarter final. So it becomes a big game, a local derby in that there. So you have different kinds of matches on, you know. Then you have another one for Masters versus Dunlow. That match becomes big because you feel, you know, that it's very important to get the 2 points, because that could keep you out of the relegation depending on the draw you get in the last game.
Well, we'll start with that game, Martin, McCool's and Glenfinnan. That's our feature game on Saturday evening. We're going to be doing live here in Highland. It's been a superb championship for both clubs so far, and I think an end of the championship, there would have been a lot within GA circles wouldn't have been expecting those two sides to have such a good start.
Yeah, it does. And suppose people, maybe they'll say, is that, you know, they had a, you know, reasonably from their point of view, good draw. The draw makes a big difference when you in the situation. But in saying that, you beat what's put in front of you. Glenfinnan had a very good start beating Killybegs. A lot of people had Killybegs tipped to at least make the quarter finals, and Glenfinnan went down there and a great performance and a brilliant performance by Jared Ward. And you would have to say, with the two games to date, that Jared Ward has been up there with, been talking about the player of the championship to date, and his ability to score. And then you've got Frank McGlynn controlling the thing in defence. So from that point of view, Glenfinnan are very happy. Very good performances from them, you know. And the big game probably was the one against Killybegs away from home. Now they're away to McCool's. It's a local derby. I know they met in the league and McCool's won that match. Oisin Gallen is a big plus for McCool's. You always see it in Gaelic football. You need that inside forward that's able to score. That helps even take the pressure off the other players, and he's doing that. So I think it's a toss of a coin this match. Maybe just I'd go for McCool's, Oisin, just because of the home advantage.
Another of the games, or the big games at the weekend, Martin, is Kilcare taking on Glenswilly. That, of course, at 4 o'clock on Sunday. You're going to be watching that one for us. It's a repeat of the 2016 final. Everybody expecting Kilcare to come through this easy enough, but are Glenswilly at the level that they were a number of years ago, and can they trouble you guys down in Tony?
Well, you feel that Glenswilly are not at the level they were at. I mean, they'll admit that themselves. They're probably rebuilding everything else. And we covered the game, myself and yourself, the Glenswilly St. Michael's game. And you would have to say, even though conditions were poor that evening, I was disappointed in Glenswilly's performance that evening. You know, they got their victory over 4 Masters, which a game they would have targeted. And, you know, they look at it, that was a big 2 points for them to get. And I think, looking at it, there's no pressure on Glenswilly going to Towny. And we always know a Glenswilly team, any time you meet them, is dangerous. And with Michael Murphy on the field is very dangerous, you know, and they probably will, you know, have him inside and test Kilcare with high ball and on top of them, particularly early on. But I just think that Kilcare should have enough to get over the line, particularly at home. They have a good record in Towny, and I expect Kilcare to get over the line. And it's an important thing from Kilcare's point of view is to keep winning and end up on 7 points if they can, and see, will that take you into the top four and get a home draw in the championship?
Okay,
in the quarterfinals, sorry.
Yeah, okay, then the weekend's going to start with Niamh Conlon against Terman, and you would expect the defending champions to have no problems whatsoever to start round three, Martin.
Well, we talk about the draws being very important. I suppose one of the teams, and I know it's your own team, is Termon. They've got, you know, the draws they have, and that's the luck of the draws, I suppose, in times. I mean, being away to Kilcare in the first game and now away to...
The bad luck of the draw, you mean, Martin?
the bad luck of the draw, sorry. They're just very, very, you know, this just... That's the way it is. Maybe, you know, the look at it, you know, that they could, you know, get better draws and everything else. And then they'd even Bundoran, who'd be classed to be, you know, strong enough outside. You know, Bundoran troubled Guidoer and Championship, and St. Junior's and that great match that they had. So, you know, they've just been unlucky in the draw and that's it. But, you know, it's a great learning curve for the young lads to come up, first of all, against, you know, the county players playing with Kilcare, and the players are there, the county players with Bundoran, and now the county players in New Connell. And that'll stand for them down the road. So, you know, I can't see anything else other than New Connell victory. They've been the most impressive team so far in the championship, playing with a system of play that they're all very comfortable with. They all seem to have everything exactly right on the field and off the field as a club and everything else. And they look to be, at the minute, you would have to say, if you were picking a team to win the championship, you would have to say New Connell are favourites. Now, it's very, very hard to do back-to-backs. That's the one thing in Donegal is very hard to do, but they look good at the minute, Oisin.
Yeah, and Guidoer, another club that you would expect to win comfortably at the weekend, they're visiting St. Noel's.
Yeah, you would, exactly. You know, Guidoer again, I mean, and Niamh Connell have had very, class maybe easy enough draws from their point of view, and they're way to St. Noel's, who've just come up from intermediate and that there. So you expect another easy enough victory for Guidoer, and they were very impressive last weekend. Now people say Kelly Beggs without Q McFadden, you know, I mean, having looked at them, they'll be struggling, and they are struggling the minute. So good victory for Guidoer. They're starting to get their team together and the physical power they have. And I think there's a lot of hurt there in Guidoer from last year, from them three games against Niamh Connell last year. And, you know, we look at it at the minute and we talk about big games and everything else. I don't know when they meet or will they meet, but if Niamh Connell and Guidoer meet, that'll be a game that nobody should miss.
Yeah. For Masters are a side that are in the bottom half of the table. They're taking on Dunloe at the weekend. And I suppose, as you mentioned earlier, Martin, that's a sort of game that would have a survival feel about it.
That's exactly it. It's a big, big game for a different reasons. And, you know, both teams are rebuilding. And, you know, that's at Guidoer, you know, or sorry, Dunloe had you know, the Sweeneys there, and they had Tony Boyle there, and the type of players have all retired and that there. And now they're building again. And the important thing is, you know, teams like to stay in the senior championship, and they'll think it's better to be in the senior championship, that you can build better and stay in the senior championship and coming up against, these better teams and everything else. So it's a big game for Masters. Impressive against the last day going down to Glen Swally and put up a great performance. They're both good championship teams, particularly for Master and Championship. Again, building a young team. I'll give home advantage to Four Masters.
All right, Martin, another two sides that are looking for their opening one are Milford and Ardrah, both on the road at the weekend. Milford going to Bundoran and Ardrah are going to St. Michael's. And if you get a one at this stage in the championship, Martin, 2 points would be enough to keep you in senior football for another year. Can either of these two sides on the road grab those points this weekend?
Yeah, it's hard to see it. They're difficult games. Suppose your best bet is to try to win your home games, or try to get a favourable draw if you do at home and try to win your home games, you know. I was impressed with St. Michael's, particularly their performance against Glen Swally. I know they weren't as impressive the last day against Milford and else, but I mean, they were short, the leader and the talisman, Michael Langan, and he was a big miss to them. But to win without him, and I know Colm Anthony McFadden scored 1-9. I was very impressed with him the day we saw him against Glen Swally, the level of fitness he is and everything else. And, you know, just shows you how great a player he was when he can still perform at that level. So I still think that St. Michael's will have too much for a draw, particularly at home. And I expect Bundoran, with the two county men going really, really well against Termon the last day, I still think that they'll have too much for Milford. But Milford will put it up to them. Far better performance the second day. They're starting to get Sean Paul's there in charge, and we know they will improve as they go along. But I still think it'll be two home ones there.
One other game to come, Sunday evening, 6 o'clock, Killybegs against St. Unions. You're on about home wins, Martin. Can Killybegs pull off a shock? They need a victory, so they do.
Again, another team unlucky with the draw. They would feel themselves in. They're home to Glenfinnan. Suppose they did target that game and they were disappointed to be beaten by Glenfinnan, but well beaten on the day. And, you know, just their heads went down from that. They beat They beat Gidor in a challenge game before the thing started, and things were looking good for them, going well. Then they lost Hugh McFadden. So Unions, I wasn't impressed with St. Unions the first half, but more impressed them second half. They'll feel that, you know, it's as good as a victory at that point to come back and get a draw. They've been 7 points down against Kilcare 5 minutes in the second half. That will give them a lift. But the loss of Niall O'Donnell, he was a quality player on the field and everything else, and his loss will be a big blow to them. But I still think that they have enough and reserve and enough there, and I think they'll win easy enough against Killybegs.
Okay then, Martin. So another busy weekend ahead. Just finally, any shocks in your mind?
No, it's very hard to see shocks. I mean, it's the one thing, suppose, that's a wee bit disappointing in the championship to date. You feel that nearly that all the favourites are won, and suppose there was a couple of shocks, you know, a bit of shocks, you know, and suppose that we said Glenfadden beating Killybegs was a bit of a shock, but I can't see any shocks with the big guns out there. They seem to be a fair bit ahead at the minute. You'd have to think that Gidor and St. Unions Gidor and Niamh Connell are the top two at the minute. They seem to be going the best, and then you have the next two in Kilcare and St. Unions coming after them. So I can't see any shocks there. So it's hard to see it. Suppose maybe Milford might really put it up to Bundoran over in Bundoran, but I still think Bundoran will get over the line. So no, I can't see any shocks, Oshie.
Martin McHugh speaking to me earlier today on the Senior Championship. Elsewhere in Donegal, in the Intermediate Championship, the action this weekend starts tomorrow night, Friday, with Niamh Wara against Niamh Columbkill. One match on Saturday with Buncrana hosting Niamh Ulton. And then on Sunday, four further ties. Niamh Breed up against Spurt, Red Hughes Mallon, Arua Ballyshannon against Cloughan Neely, which is one of the big games of the weekend, as is Niamh Columba against Fanad Gaels. In the Junior Championship on Saturday, two games, Narossa against Downings and Robert Emmett's play Letterkenny Gaels, with Convoy against Pettico and Niamh Padraig Muff against Uras, and those two games are on this coming Sunday. And not forgetting about the hurlers as well. We're into the last series of matches in the group stages. Burt Place St. Unions, Satanta take on Sean McCool's, and both those matches are being played on Friday evening. There's a huge game in the Donegal Ladies Senior Championship this coming weekend as well. 10:30 a.m. at the Burn Road. Termon are taking on Glenfinn. Two, of course, of the big guns of senior football in the county are facing off there. The other match on Sunday is Moville against Niamh Connell. And there's just one championship game in Derry this weekend. It's in the Hurling Championship Group B with Swatra against Banagher, and that's on Saturday at Swatra. Now to soccer. The latest round of matches in the League of Ireland Premier Division are taking place this weekend. Two ties on Friday night with Dundalk against Waterford and Cork City against Sligo Rovers. But the two North West sides won't feature until Saturday. Later at 5 o'clock in Dublin at Tulca Park, Derry City will be making the trip to face off against Shelburne, while Finn Harps have an earlier start of 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon for their match against Bohemians. That's a game that will be featuring live on Saturday Sport. Full match commentary with Declan Boyle and Jeremy Doherty, as from the 2 o'clock kickoff time here on Saturday. It's been a good week so far, of course, for Harps. They had that 1-0 cup win against St. Patrick's Athletic on Monday past, and they'll be now looking to carry a wee bit of that form into the tie against Bowes on Saturday. Today I caught up with Finn Harps boss Ollie Horgan to look ahead to that tie and also reflect back on the victory in the cup. Well, Ollie, before we look ahead to the Bowes game this coming Saturday afternoon, we'll just maybe reflect back on the victory in the cup earlier in the week, a 1-1 against St. Pat's. A much needed one that has come in the cup. What was your thoughts at the end of that game, Ollie?
Probably as I addressed after the game, yeah, it was great to win it. It was just probably a pity from our point of view it wasn't a league game that we won. But better winning the cup game than not winning it, to put it that way to you. You know, We could have got a bye in that competition, as most teams did, into the last 16, and we wouldn't have had to play that game and pick up maybe the injuries or our yellow cards that we picked up. But at the same time, you know, it's good to win it, and it's good to beat a club or a team as strong as Pat's. It's probably just a pity we didn't get something out of Inchicore in the league game, which we viewed as being more important.
But listen, Ollie, you were looking for that first one, and overall, it would give the side a boost knowing now that you have got your first victory of the year. So heading into training in the session after that, I'm sure things would have been lifted, would they?
Yeah. I don't think anyone gets too despondent or too excited, win or lose, to put it that way. Yeah, we know what we're in. We've never been in anything different over the years, be it fighting at the bottom or the Premier Division or fighting at the top of the First Division, and this is no different. It's just, you know, we needed something to fall for us, and It probably did after 4 minutes in the cup game against Pats when Ryan Connolly scored from a mistake. It's just, we love that to have happened in a league game. But please God, it might happen on Saturday against Bowes, because that's what we need to try and get something out of that game.
Looking ahead to that Bowes match, Ollie, as do you envisage much changes ahead of the game on the starting lineup?
There will be, with the amount of games we had in the short space of time and the amount of knocks and injuries that we picked up, we have to change things around. And, you know, so be it. There's a number of lads that are out short term, a number of lads that are out longer term. And we got to try and manage that to pick a team for Bowes. And that won't be easy on the basis of where Bowes are. And, you know, in particular, their performance against Dundalk last weekend when they bet them, and probably bet them comfortably, and that's a fair statement to make when you beat Dundalk.
Yeah, well, how do you try and go about getting a result against a side like that, Ollie?
With difficulty, Oisin, and there's no point in pretending anything different. You know, we need to stay in the game and not concede early, as we have done in our three games that we have restarted with. You know, we need to try and stay in the game into the first half, even into the second half, and let's see where it goes and try and make it into a battle, you know. But we were 1-0 down in the three league games early within the first 20-25 minutes, and it's a mountain to climb, you know, in particular in the Premier Division. And, you know, should we not concede early against Bowes, we'll see where it goes. But they're a formidable side at the moment, and have gradually each year, you know, improved and kicked on and off the pitch, you know, and should they kick on any further, they'll be title contenders without doubt.
Yeah, if you were to get that early goal, Ollie, because you've said it since your tenure started quite a few years back as Harps manager, the first goal is always important. If that was to come on Saturday, would you be anyway confident of seeing the game out like the previous game in the cup?
Look, absolutely, the first goal is crucial, you know, or even if there's no goal, we'll take that and see what the game develops. But there's a but there. You know, we played in Daly Mode last year and went behind after a couple of minutes, and that was, I won't say game gone, we actually dragged ourselves back into it. But we don't need to concede early. We need to try and consolidate and see where it takes us in the game. But they are, look, they're along with Shamrock Rovers, the top two teams in the country at the moment. And they'll take a hell of a performance again, anything against.
Yeah, I take it this is going to be your last home game for a number of weeks, Ollie, because you're on the road at Waterford, and then you've got a cup tie on the road to come as well.
Yeah, and it's good that we're still in the cup. We'd love to have got a home draw, and there's obviously to try and progress to the quarter final. But so be it. It's good we're still talking about the cup, and that we progress on Monday night last, I suppose, to not being in it, Oisin.
Yeah, okay. Just finally then, Ollie, how you fixed then personal players front, rather, for this one in relation to those injuries you mentioned?
Long term, there's a couple that won't be available. There's a few that weren't available on Monday night through injury, and we need to assist them tonight and tomorrow night. But Saturday might come a bit soon for some of them. But so be it. We've lads that have come in that have done reasonably well, and they'll probably get another opportunity on Saturday to show what they can do, watching.
Yeah, okay. And one other note, have you settled into no attendances at these matches yet, Ollie? Have you gone past the strange experience, and now it's becoming a bit of a norm, is it?
I won't say it's becoming a bit of a norm. Like, away from home, I don't think it affects you as much, because the support probably wouldn't really be on your side, to put it that way to you. I mean, I made the point, we were 3-0 down in 40 minutes in Tala. We were probably delighted that there wasn't any home support there to add salt into your wound, but at home, it certainly is a loss to us, and there's no point in pretending anything different, Oisin. And please God, the sooner the restrictions, you know, are reduced, the better for us, because, you know, our home support has been huge to us over the years, in the good days and the bad days. And, you know, we'd love to get them back in for the run-in in the league, Oisin.
Okay, listen, Ollie, thanks for taking the call. Best of luck against Bowes. Hopefully when we're talking to you next year, you'll have a positive result out of that game.
Yeah, please God, Oisin. Thank you very much.
Elsewhere in local soccer, there's a full programme of games in the Donegal Junior League on Saturday, with games in Division 1 and Division 2. And there's 5 matches down for decision in the Premier Division. Kilmacrenan and Celtic, of course, lead the way with 2 games to go, by 2 points at the top of the table. They will face off against third place Castlefin Celtic, also in action this coming weekend. Our Capri Rovers, they take on Kildrum Tigers, who sit in fourth position. Capri, of course, second in the table. So the four sides who occupy those top four positions all clashing at the weekend as we get nearer to the close of the Premier Division. And any show, there's a Premier Division promotion relegation playoff on Sunday. Carna taking on QPS. While in the Premier Division, Glengad United have the opportunity to move ahead at the top of the table. Ahead of Alia, they are away to Buncrana Hearts, while Alia are in action in the semi-finals of the Buncrana Credit Union Cup as they face off against Greencastle, with Coghill Celtic Youths also in last four action as they host Clonmany Shamrocks. Finally, we turn our attention to the Run Donegal Women's 5K, which has a virtual format in 2020. There is almost 900 entries at this stage, with the committee hoping to get as far as the magic mark of 1,000 entries, which would raise €10,000 for the Breed Car Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. With just, 10 days or so to go to the event, I've been speaking to committee member Grace Boyd, who has given one last push to hopefully hit that 1,000 mark.
We have very close to 900 at the moment, and we're just putting in a final push in these last 10 days. As you probably have heard, we've had to go virtual only and with regards to the race, because the government restrictions stayed in place with regards to the outdoor events to be restricted to 200 people. So because we had such a huge entry, we obviously had to go virtual only in regards to this. So we earlier when we were doing our entries, we had neck buffs, which were sponsored by the Donegal Sports Partnership. But we still have T-shirts, which were very generously sponsored by Tim Kelly Group in London. So we still have some T-shirts, and we would be just delighted if we could just get to that magical 1,000. With just 100 to go, 10 days to go, it would be just brilliant altogether. This started when women were not exercising, but we have turned it all around in the last 15 years. Everyone can see, it's the women that's out there mostly now walking and running and jogging, and it's brilliant altogether how we have come in the last 15 years.
Yeah, it's a virtual format. Maybe you'll just give us a rundown on how that works, Grace.
Well, what it is everybody can just do it from their own area and do a 5K event, send us in a picture, send us their time, and we will put all up on our Facebook and just distribute it and maybe put it up on even the Highland Radio. Facebook might help us out there and show out to the county what we're actually doing. And what it is the all the funds from this go to the Breed Car Ovarian Cancer Research. There's a girl in Cork at the Cork Cancer Research Centre, and she's in her third year of her PhD. Jennifer Quinn, and she's just coming to the end of that, and we're just supporting her financially in relation to this.
And where can you register finally, just Grace, and get more details on it if there's a couple of latecomers now?
Well, you can go to the Finn Valley Centre and do it there at the reception, there's no problem. But you can what we have been doing is eventbrite.ie, eventbrite, and you just search Run Donegal Women's 5K and it'll go straight into it. And I would like to at this stage thank Rosemary Foy, sister of Breed Car, who has distributed, you could say, up to 800 or 900 T-shirts all over the country. We've had people in Melbourne, Chicago, New York so far who have all done their 5K in relation to this all over the country. And I would just appeal to the people of Donegal to give us this last wee push to get this up to 1,000. It would be absolutely brilliant to say that 1,000 women in the country and overseas did this for the Breed Car Ovarian Cancer Research Fund.
Grace Boyle on the Run Donegal Women's 5K. Once again, go to eventbrite.ie and search for Run Donegal Women's 5K. You'll get all the details there. And that's it for another Score programme for tonight. We do, of course, have live action this coming weekend here on Highland. Finn Harps taking on Bohemians will be live on Saturday Sport with Jeremy Doherty and Declan Boyle as from the 2 o'clock kickoff time. There's a 7:30 throw-in time for McCool's against Glenfinnan in the Donegal Senior Football Championship. I'll be on commentary with Martin McHugh. You'll not miss a beat here in Highland from that game. And as always, we'll have reporters and reaction pieces from the rest of the matches in round three of the Senior Championship here in Donegal. On air and, of course, online at highlandradio.com. If you missed any of the programme, you can, of course, listen back on the website in the sports section after 8 o'clock tonight. Until tomorrow morning, for me, Oisin Kelly, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.